Item 11, the market stabilization account report as of December 31st, 2013. Victoria, good morning.
Whoa.
So warm up.
You're not a Victoria?
No.
Really? Vicky?
Vicky.
Really? Just Vicky? Play Vicky.
Just Vicky.
Good afternoon.
No.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
She's so good with numbers.
She's thrown off here.
It's a tough room.
No kidding.
Got the right person for this job, I can tell. So the big hand is in the little hand. No, right.
Good morning. We are reporting on the market stabilization account as of December 31st, 2014. For the period of June 30th, 2014, we did not formally present our numbers, so those numbers are incorporated in the information that you have. You have a memo, I believe it's item number 11, as well as a few exhibits that I will go over. Previously, I had reported that our MSA format schedule changed to be more in line with how Siegel reports our MSA number in our annual valuation report. So if you take a look at Exhibit 1, this is our market stabilization account for period June 30th, 2014. And what are we talking about? Our MSA is the deferred return developed by the smoothing of realized and unrealized gains and losses based on a five-year smoothing period. So if you take a look at this exhibit, you'll see for the period of January through June of 2014, we had an investment gain, which is the fifth column over, of $97.6 million. The deferred return is, as you can see, is on the column to the right. So our total deferred return, if you look at row number three, is $513 million. So even though we had a $97.6 million gain for this six-month period, we're actually going to be recognizing $120.5 million. And you can see that on row two, and how that's based is taking our five-year gain and loss, and it's 10% of that for this period. The deferred return recognized for future periods are reported on the second half of the report. And if you look at Exhibit 2, this is our market stabilization account for December 31st, 2014. And you'll see that we were not able to report positive numbers for the six-month period, and that was a result of the market downturn in the second half of the year. So you can see that our deferred return, it went from $513 million for 6/30 to $336 million for the end of December 31st. And if you look at the fifth column over, you'll see that we had an investment loss of $115.6 million. However, based on our smoothing that we do, we were actually able to recognize still a gain of $61 million. And you can see that it's 10% of the $610 million of the five-year gain and loss period. Exhibit 3 has our contract tracking account adjustments, and it shows how we determine our excess earnings, our interest crediting to our reserves, as well as our contract tracking account balance. And you'll see for the second half of the report for December 31st, 2014, expected earnings of $241 million is reported, and the recognized investment gain of $61 million. And those were calculated just based on the exhibit that we just went over. And so you'll see we had a total available earnings of $302 million. As a result of having excess earnings of almost $29 million, which you'll see on item number row I, That's after crediting our interest to our reserves. We're able to reduce our contract tracking account by that amount for the 6 month period. So our contract tracking account, you can see it as of 12/31/13 up on the item J of this report. It was $1,812,000,000, and as a result of the activity that happened throughout the year, the contract tracking account balance as of December 31st, 2014 is that last number on the report, which is $1,700,000,000, as reported in the memo. And that's all I have.
Becky, it might be helpful, now that we know what the contra tracking account balance is, what do we know?
Well, yeah, we have quite a ways to go before we'll ever have excess earnings that can be used for other purposes.
And that's the purpose of this, is to determine whether or not there are excess earnings.
Yes.
Over history, cumulative.
Yes.
Okay.
What would you
do with them if you have?
First, there's the 1% statutory contingency reserve. Then there's the 1% board contingency reserve. Then there's
those items are listed on row D, E, F. I mean, it's zero now.
Right.
It's because we don't have.
So if you had more than what you have to keep in reserve, more than 2%, then if you look at the excess earnings policy, it tells you the priority of what you then do.
Okay.
So yeah, I think a year ago that whole policy was.
Vicki, I like the red and black numbers better.
You know, so do I.
No, you like the black numbers.
Yeah.
But I do like the black numbers better, but you know what I'm saying.
No, they're red and black. She has red and black.
Yeah, yeah.
But you didn't get the color.
I didn't get the color.
Black and white version.
You got it.
You got the 1950.
I don't get it in my packet. I have to print it out separately.
Any questions? Thank you, Vicki.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Vicki.